Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
All right. The overwhelming and pleasant sounds of the folks who are interested in you and how you think. The Chicken Soup for the Soul book series, one of the finest group of books and stories that have ever been written. Always happy to have Amy Newmark here, who is responsible as the editor-in-chief, publisher of the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series. We're going to talk about how you can use good deeds to disarm a bully. And the new book is simply Happy Amy Newmark from Chicken Soup for the Soul in just a moment here.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
If you ever feel like you're being pulled in all directions, we can learn a lesson from a doll, Stretch Armstrong.
Created in the 1970s, kids loved him instantly. This superhero's limbs could stretch up to four times the width of his body.
These days, Stretch is a hit again, with collectors this time. You see, not many dolls survived all that stretching.
How can you avoid stretching yourself too much? Strive to be a hero, not a superhero.
Be honest, you're only human. You only have 24 hours in a day. There's only so much you can do.
Except that you can't have it all. You can't be all things to all people.
It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Gold Glove third baseman was solid in the regular season, but shined during the postseason. And he was named the 1998 World Series MVP.
Rochus hits one in the left. Back at the wall. The Yankees are tied it again.
So where is Scott Brosius now? Scott moved from the Yankees' hot corner right into the dugout as an assistant coach at his alma mater, Linfield College in Oregon. In 2008, he became the team's manager and posted a record of 133-49. And he was named Northwestern Conference Coach of the Year three times.
There's a lot of life after baseball, and this is really what it's all about, is preparing ourselves for the rest of our lives.
Looks like Scott found his field of dreams. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Amy Newmark from the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series is here. I wonder if you ever think, or if anybody ever asks you, when it comes to what you write and how you write, does it really make a difference where you're coming from, or is it just the message? People, do they want to know about you, or they want to know about the message? And how often are the two related, Amy?
My own experiences definitely make their way into all of the book topics that I choose and all of the stories that we choose to go in the books. But now my experience has been so colored by reading tens of thousands of Chicken Soup for the Soul stories. All of those people's experiences have somehow been integrated with my own, which is how the Simply Happy book came about, because it's a combination of what I've learned from all those different Chicken Soup for the Soul stories plus my own experiences. And one of the topics that I cover in that book is this topic of bullying. And the story I talk about in the book is actually about workplace bullying, not bullying in the schools, which is where we always think of bullying occurring. Mm-hmm.
Under the circumstances, what did you see in disarming a bully in the workplace? How is it simple?
You have to look and see what's motivating the bully, and that's what I've learned in my own life, as well as from hundreds of Chicken Soup for the Soul stories on bullying. It's amazing how many people say that by being kind to their bully, it turned the bully around, because bullies tend to be secretly very unhappy people who are looking for some kind of interaction with other people but just don't know how to do it.
Yes.
And so in this story that I repeated in the Simply Happy book, this guy worked on a cruise ship as a waiter, and one of the other waiters was always bullying him. But the other waiter was actually very unhappy because he was 10 years older than all the other waiters, and he felt left out. And so our hero started doing good deeds every single day for this waiter who was bullying him. And over a little bit of time, it completely turned the guy around and he stopped bullying.
But understanding it, having the intellectual ability to understand that that could be the way to fix it is a difficult thing. Sometimes people just don't think of those ideas, right?
Yeah, you have to look for the underlying unhappiness.
Chickensoup.com is the website. You can find these podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, DougStefan.com, Chickensoup.com. Simply Happy is what Amy Newmark makes me when she's here.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.